everyone, and welcome to another Star Wars Power Half Hour right here on the Contingency Plan Podcast. My name is David, and let's go over some comics. So we've been gone for a little bit. Well, not gone. Gone but not forgotten. Not gone very long. I mean, I guess Power Half Hour has been off the proverbial airwaves for, it's probably been about a month. Unfortunately, a lot of the, you know, Rise of Skywalker discussions and the Mandalorian episodes and everything kind of took precedence. So I stepped back a little bit from the Power Half Hour, and, now we're going to get back in. So today, we're going to run through The Rise of Kylo Ren, issues 1 and 2. I also have a few other comics in the backlog that we need to go over, and, some new ones coming up. So try and get back into the swing of things a little bit and give you a little bit more content here on the podcast. So, Rise of Kylo Ren. Now, this first comic dropped right before The Rise of Skywalker, and I think a lot of us were very interested in Kylo's sort of descent to the darkness, how Snoke played into that, and if there was any direct tie-ins with any other characters, unknown or known. The Rise of Skywalker gave us a completely different look into the way things have went and the way things are going than I think a lot of folks really thought about at the time. And that being said, it almost is a little bit more crucial that we get some of this this filler, the journey to the Rise of Skywalker. So again, I was very excited for these comics to come out. I know a great many of you probably were as well. And we have, I think this is 4 issues, so we've got 2 more issues to go if that holds. It's either 4 or 5. But we should be learning more about the elusive Knights of Ren. And again, Kid Kylo turning and possibly some more insight into Luke. And maybe a little bit more into sort of why he exiled himself and, you know, if there was anything that he tried to do in the interim. So let's go ahead and start us off here with issue 1 in The Rise of Kylo Ren. Let me see real quick. I think... Nope, just chapter 1. Okay. Some of these comics, you know, come with like an actual title, but this is just chapter 1. And right off the bat, we actually get to meet the Knights of Ren with their leader, simply named Ren. Interesting character. Very muscular guy. Looks like probably has some burns over his body. No shirt. So for those of you who needed a shirtless comic book character, there you go. Does have a little bit of a cape and a mask with some kind of red slashy runes on the front of it. Now, when we kind of first see this character, he's crouching down, speaking to these two youths. And this is kind of in the middle of a battle. The Knights of Ren are, you know, going around, flying around, just pretty much killing everybody. And he speaks to one of the children and says, basically looks like you have some power. And one of the children here is able to lift a piece of ice using the Force. And let's see here. So that's good. That's real good. We can all do that. It's like a requirement to join. So I'll point out one thing. The Knights of Ren are kind of like, they kind of talk like teenagers. But the interesting thing, and one of the things that we speculated about was, are the Knights of Ren Force sensitive? Because initially we all kind of thought the Knights of Ren were going to be, you know, former members of Luke Skywalker's Jedi Temple. And we find out they are not. They're a completely different entity, but apparently they are also all in some form or fashion Force sensitive. Although it looks like Ren here is the only one with a lightsaber. So that's kind of strange. Now the two youths are like, yeah, we'll follow you. You don't follow me, friend. You follow this. And he calls his lightsaber the Ren, which is interesting. The Wren doesn't stop to worry about what is burning, what is right or wrong, or the goals it might achieve. The Wren just is. It lives, it consumes, and it doesn't apologize. It is its nature and nothing else. I believe in that principle on a deep, deep level. In fact, I've dedicated my life to it. Now, the one youth that is force sensitive here, well, let me back up. So in order to join, you basically have to kill somebody. And he points to the one youth who displayed the force sensitivity. And, you know, he's like, you know, a death, I've killed more people than I can count. But he says, no, a good death. He's like, my brother? Well, obviously his brother didn't care much about him because his brother kills him. And then Wren chops down the brother because the second brother wasn't apparently force sensitive, and they wanted the one who was force sensitive, but he hesitated, which obviously facilitated his own death. And last word from Wren, let's go find something to burn. So they're definitely on a mission and seem to be a very, very bad influence here. Our next panel here, we see the Jedi Temple, Luke's Jedi Temple in flames, Ben looking on, lightsaber drawn, and we get a couple of Padawans here, or potentially, I guess they didn't really say, unless I missed it. I don't know if they are Padawans or not. I just assume because they seem young. But you have a Corran, a human male and a human female, all coming in. Let's see here. Do we get a name? Henix is the human male. Vo is the human female. And then we have a Corran, which I assume we'll see his name here before too long. They confront Ben. Oh, you three. That's right. You're off planet. What happened here? Where is Master Skywalker? Where is Master Luke, Ben? We can't sense his presence. He attacked me, Ty. Tried to kill me in my sleep, and now he's dead. He cannot be. Master Skywalker would never hurt any of us, and you, Ben Solo, could never. So we have a bit of a confrontation here. The students kind of automatically blame him for this destruction. Okay, they, you know, he's telling them that Luke is dead, and they kind of infer a bit here. Now, one of our characters, it can't be as bad as what you're saying. I already told you what happened here. This place was a lie. Now it's over. I'm leaving. You all should too. Now, Vo and our Corran friend here, who I believe is Henix, and then Ty is the bald human male, draw their sabers and attempt to stand between him here. And they actually have some pretty cool saber designs. One of them sort of seems like a bit of a living saber, has some kind of like the Galaxy's Edge. You have three main types of sabers. You have like an Old Republic style, and then there's like the with living like accents and stuff. So that's kind of cool. Now, Ty is basically just, you know, saying, hey, let's talk. And Ben, none of you are Jedi. And they attempt to fight him, but Ben is able to stop them, just basically using the Force. He doesn't even draw his lightsaber here. They basically are no match for him. And Henix gets a piece of rock lodged in his side. And Ben, he just sort of says, I warned you. And he walks off and takes a ship. Now, this is interesting because, you know, we kind of always had this assumption that Ben was kind of the one who facilitated this destruction, but he's not really trying to kill these Padawans or anything, but these Padawans are after him. They have made the assumption that this is all Ben, and it's like, come on, we got to get him. So Ben takes one of the crafts, and then our three Padawans go in chase in another craft. And there's even kind of mention here, you know, in a ship battle, it's like, you know, his dad's like Han Solo and his uncle's Luke. It's like he's, you know, what do we stand? How do we couldn't beat him through the Force, or, you know, he didn't even draw his lightsaber. You expect to beat him in air? It's like, nah, I don't think so. Now, Ben, again, this he has a chance to kill these guys, and he doesn't. He knocks out one of their engines, and he speeds off. He doesn't destroy them. So keep that in mind. Then we get an interesting little bubble here, kind of a little shaky black with a red outline. It happened, did it not? We both thought it might. And then we kind of get the scene where Luke was over Kylo's bed here. Skywalker feared you, your strength. He was always small. And then we have the you know, little speech bubble from Luke. Ben, no. And as Ben destroys the little hut he was staying in, why did you do that? And this is that's coming from Kyle. You see the red in his eyes as the temple explodes. So Ben was not responsible for the destruction of the temple. He cries out, no, I never wanted this. So Ben didn't destroy the temple. That's a big deal. I mean, that's a big deal because, again, we always thought that was kind of, we assumed that he had destroyed the temple. So he didn't. He didn't destroy the temple, and he was distraught over it because he knows that there were people living in there. He, you know, some of these were his friends. Maybe he disagreed with Uncle Luke about the philosophy and thought it was a lie, and he's being obviously influenced by Snoke. I mean, we know that, but he didn't want to destroy it. He confronted Luke in the only way that he thought he could. You know, we all have to acknowledge that Luke made a mistake here with Ben. We have to acknowledge that the master we know and love made a mistake. He saw the dark side and for a moment had that moment of weakness that saw him, you know, kind of in his old way. I have to stop the Sith. I have to stop the darkness. If there's darkness in him, you know, I have to stop it. And then the meeting lightsabers and Ben blasting, you know, Luke away. This is, I mean, it's a terrible confrontation. But Luke made a big mistake here. But let's continue on and see kind of how this darkness built. Back in our ship with our Padawans here, I don't believe it. He took out our main engine. One shot, if he hadn't been the tiniest bit off, we'd be hot vapor right now. I told you, Ben wouldn't hurt us. He's not a murderer. I don't get it. He really was a prize student. I didn't always like him, but the Force is so strong in him. I'd have given anything to. It doesn't matter. The mission hasn't changed. We'll find him no matter where he goes. Maybe we can track him through the Force. He casts a pretty long shadow. And this is kind of funny in a way. Should we call his mother, tell her what's happening? And say exactly what? Hey, Senator Organa, Henix here. Your brother supposedly tried to kill your son, but your son killed him instead, and now we're heading off to hunt him down. Sure. We need to see this through to learn the truth before we involve anyone else. And then they say, for Master Skywalker and for Ben. So our tie here, he seems to maybe be the more empathic of our three here. And I think he still has hope for Ben, which unfortunately could be a bit of a detriment. Let's see here. Next panel. Elsewhere, we have this really interesting kind of like honeycomb force field ball of plants with some interesting rings around it. And we get to see Snoke, my boy. I'm so pleased you came to me. Now, this is an interesting line. Snoke, look what Master Luke did to you. Never mind that, my young Ben. Let us consider what he nearly did to you. It doesn't matter. I killed him. Do you think so? Luke Skywalker will never die. Will not die easily. Whenever or who or however it happens. Easy had nothing to do about this. Nothing about this is easy, Snoke. Of course, my boy. Always my boy. I meant no offense. Let us put Skywalker aside for now. He has stole too much of your time and your life as it is. Tell me, now what are you, now that you're finally free, what will you do? I've been thinking about the Knights of Ren. A couple of very interesting small passages in here. Again, calling him my boy. They obviously have a relationship here. And Snoke appears very differently, okay? Very differently. He's got this, kind of green and brown robes on. He's got a weird headdress that kind of looks like, a woman's hair. And, you know, this is kind of the classic look of Snoke that we saw, scarred, old. But Ben saying, look what Master Luke did to you. Does that mean that, I assume that means they had a confrontation. What was that confrontation? What was that confrontation? So we'll have to see in the next issue, which we're going to get into now. All right. So issue two, gosh, I was chomping at the bit for this thing. Really cool artwork on the cover here. We have the Knights of Ren surrounding Master Luke and Ben Solo. And we get to see that good old green lightsaber. The best one. The best saber. So issue two, we start back up in this strange little planty bubble thing. Do you like this place, Ben? It's interesting, Snoke. I'm very fond of it. The people who built it were trying to hold back the dark. That was the entire point, to create an oasis of light here in the great shadow. You see how it worked? You see what defying the nature of things brought them. And he kind of looks like he uses the force to sort of untangle this plant, and there's a skeleton in this plant. So apparently, the folks who lived in this were killed. We don't really know how that is. If, I don't know, the plants attack, a little pet shop of horrors or something going on there. But you were asking about the Knights of Ren. I think I could learn from them. Yes, perhaps the Knights would be a good stop on your journey. There is only so much I can teach you. At the very least, you would no longer need to deny yourself in the way Luke Skywalker required. But should I say Ben Solo, Jedi-to-be, the Knights of Ren might not be interested in him. And Ben says, I hate that name. This is always something that we were interested in, because like Kylo Ren, where did Kylo Ren come from? Why did he choose a new name? So he's saying that he hates this name. Why is that? You're named after legends. That's it. That's exactly it, Snoke. Obi-Wan Kenobi, big famous Jedi. Everybody thinks I'm supposed to be him. I've never even met him. And Solo, did you know that's not even his real name? He is a lie. Everything is a lie. This is a very childish point of view. So, yes, Han Solo, when he, was leaving his home planet, when he was escaping in Solo, he was not able, to escape without, loss of his friend, and he had to join the Imperials. He had to join the Imperials in order to get out of there. So he became a pilot and then was eventually kicked out. But anyway, we had the scene, which some folks don't really like. I know my good buddy Ez over at Hyperspace Hangout wasn't very fond of this when we first watched it. But the Imperial who enlisted him was like, well, where do you come from? Who are your people? Whatever. And I don't have any people. And so he gives him the name Solo. He's like, Han Solo. Now, we had kind of gotten a little bit, even in that movie, he does have family, and maybe one day they'll clarify. There's some stuff in Legends, but I won't necessarily talk Legends on this show. But anyway, So he's Solo. And Ben is basically saying, well, that's a lie. It kind of is. It kind of is, but it's an overly simplistic view of it. But let's continue. We get a little droid showing up here. Transmission incoming from General Hux, Master. I see. Tell Brendel. Whatever it is, we'll have to wait. So General Hux is Brendel Hux, so we're still dealing with Armitage, Hux's father, not Armitage himself yet. And Ben kind of like is like, well, what's up with that? I may not be the most sociable being in the galaxy, but you're not my only friend. In this case, let us speak no more lies. What is the truth, my friend? What is your true name? The Knights will want you to take it if they let you join them. It is the way of the dark side. When we embrace it fully, we become our truest selves. So, you know, Kylo basically already has a name in mind here. He doesn't really want to say it though yet because he kind of thinks it's a little childish, but Snoke here, I was not born Snoke. I became Snoke. Who will you become? Oh yes, I see it in your mind. That is good. Very good. No, it's stupid. Something I thought of when I was a child. That is why it's correct. Children's thoughts are pure. They do not practice self-deception. They are who they are. And when you called yourself by that new name, you saw your truth. It represents what you want to do on a deep level. The part of yourself you want to cut away. The part you want to kill. Perhaps someday you will do it. The galaxy will hear that name and see you. The Knights of Ren could be the first step on your path. And as he's kind of going through this monologue, Snoke's monologue here, he again finds another skeleton, one of the plants, uses the plant to crush this skeleton as he's outlining this point to Ben. So Ben already has the name Kylo in mind, apparently. But it was something, I was a kid, it's dumb, but very interesting. I was not born Snoke. I became Snoke. Kind of a foreshadow. We all have probably seen Rise of Skywalker, and in Rise of Skywalker, we got the fact that Snoke was a creation of Palpatine. So no, he wasn't really born Snoke, I guess. He became Snoke at the behest of Palpatine. So Kylo only gets half truths here. All right, let's move on. So years earlier, now this was actually kind of cool. So we have Luke, Lor San Tekka, and Ben, little Ben here, out on a mission. Lor seems to know of a potential like Jedi depot that supposedly holds a bunch of goodies. Well, we also get here, so we get a connection between Snoke and Ben. Get those black red outline bubbles. I sense disquiet in you. I'm fine, Snoke. Just off on yet another mission with Master Skywalker to find Jedi artifacts. Lor San Tekka is here too. He thinks he found something on the edge of the Outer Rim, almost in the unknown regions. Some planet called Alfrona, I think. All this way to find some old junk Master Luke will lock away in his temple and never use. The Jedi have always been good at that. They consider themselves masters of the Force in every sense. At least he could have let me fly the ship, would give me something to do. He's an amazing teacher, very strong. I've learned so much from him, but he never seems to want me to use any of it. Your master thinks of you as a child. Someday he will realize your true capabilities. Again, you know, I mean, this is a kid. He's like, the master never lets me... do what I want or do just show him my abilities. And this is actually a big parallel between he and Anakin, because Anakin had the same thoughts about, you know, his time with Obi-Wan. It's like he had the whole monologue. I think it was with Padme here, but he was like, sometimes he holds me back. And then just rages out a little bit. So there's a correlation between Anakin and Ben here. That is undeniable. They both have this it is a sense of misunderstanding or being misunderstood, as well as sort of a sense of arrogance about their situation, saying, well, you know, Master Luke never lets me do anything. He doesn't even let me fly the ship. I could do so much more. He doesn't let me obtain my capabilities without kind of understanding. And honestly, this is kind of a failure with the Jedi Masters, that sometimes they say they have the ideas, they know, but they don't know how to truly show it to their Padawans. And it's like, I'm sure Master Luke was sitting here, you know, he's like, oh yeah, you know, but I want Anakin, or excuse me, Ben, to go about this a certain way because I think this will work for him. And that, again, I've said this a ton, and eventually me and the Darth will on our main show, we'll go over what I feel are the failings of the Jedi. And this is one of them. This Master Padawan relationship where the Master is seemingly all knowing, and sometimes there's a clash. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out because they can't be truthful with each other. However, it's obvious that Ben here is also being influenced from Snoke, has this influencing hand from Snoke that is putting him in this mind. He's just feeding his own discontent. So that's not very good. However, Luke looks back. We're just about there, Ben. If this place is everything Lor San Tekka believes, we could find some new insights into the old Jedi. Maybe some interesting weapons, too. I know you like that sort of thing. Psycho child. Entirely possible. Kyber crystals have powered many tools over the generations, not just sabers. Now Luke does look back and say, I'm glad you came along, Ben. Yes, Master Skywalker, so am I. Right, Ben. So very cool little temple here. We have a couple of Jedi with the, well, one has a saber drawn, the other one has kind of been lopped off here. But we have the symbol here at the gates. Well, that's impressive. I agree. Well preserved. And the entrance looks intact. This could be quite a find. So they go in one of the chambers, and there looks to be, you know, so there's some holocrons here. There's weapons. There's a lot of stuff, you know, hidden on the shelves here under cover. It's, you know, and Luke even says, this isn't an outpost. It's a treasure trove. The Jedi of this time must have used this as a storage site, and been unable to return to gather these items. This is truly fortunate. This might be even better than Jocasta News Cache. Pretty amazing, eh, Ben? Think of everything we could learn. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, Master, truly. Wait, do you sense that? It feels, and they say both in unison, cold. And then our trio here is confronted by the Knights of Ren. Everything here is ours. We're going to take it, but how we take it is up to you. Your call, friends. You're wrong. So wrong. This is a Jedi outpost. Everything in it belongs to the Jedi Order, which at the moment means me. I am the last Jedi. Just saying. He is the last Jedi. But then he does continue, though not for long, as he looks back to Ben. Well, Ren here and the Knights are not going to take that lying down. And they're going to fight. Now, Ben, again, I think this is part of the struggle because as the Knights are being sort of disrespectful towards Master Luke, Ben shouts out, this is Jedi Master Luke Skywalker. He's a legend. As he stands in front of him, he's ready to defend his uncle. He doesn't have hatred toward his uncle. I think at this point, it's just still the poisoning of the mind. It's like, maybe there's something more, but he's still Master Luke. He is a legend. He did so much. So here we go into a battle. And Luke tells Ben to protect Lor as he fights off all the Knights of Ren himself. You know, Ben's back here like, Master, but Luke doesn't need any help. He takes them all on. He's destroying their weapons. Take him. He's only one man. I am one man, but I am not alone. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Sorry. The bubbles are kind of in different areas. The Force is my ally, and it is powerful. he's sending people flying, gets an elbow to one of the knight's faces, not directly killing them though. Asks them if they've had enough. Ain't over yet. We've still got the numbers. Are you sure about that? As he snatches their weapons and breaks them. Ren here, guess it's just me and my pretty red lightsaber, huh? I'll tell you this, blade wasn't easy to get. If you want it, you'll have to take it. You probably can. You're strong, that's obvious. But before you try, there's something you should know. As he clicks something on his saber, I just flipped the kill switch. This blade leaves my hand, it blows. And it takes you, me, the kid, and your old explorer friend, all the fancy garbage with it. What now, Jedi man? Now, Luke does say it's up to you. And it's kind of just, you know, classic Mexican standoff. Now, this is kind of something to add into Luke's doubt as the leader of the Knights of Ren. One more thing. You said you could sense the shadow in all of us. That's right. We've all got it. But you know your apprentice does too, right? Powerful. Can feel it. Better be careful, Jedi man. It's time for you to leave. We actually get to see Ren's face. And he's classically chiseled, dimpled chin, you know, wavy hair, handsome dude, I guess. Hey, kid. You sure this is a life for you? You do know that there's other paths, right? I hear you. And then Luke just gives him a last chance. I hear you, Jedi man, we're going. But kid, you ever want to try something different? A little different. Learn more about your shadow. Come look us up. And he leaves his mask on the ground. And this is where we pick off in modern day as Ben heads back to the temple, which he was at there years ago. The mask is still on the ground. He picks it up and gets a message through it. Hey, kid, was wondering if we'd ever hear from you again. I need somewhere to go. Snoke said maybe you would. Snoke, huh? Yeah, okay. Come to Vanrick in the Midrim. We'll be there for a bit. Well, Ben has his path, but he now has an obstacle. As you hear Ben and our Padawans have caught up to him. I'm sorry, this is over. You have nowhere left to run. Our next issue comes out on February 12th, the third issue. I think that we are in for an interesting ride here. I am a bit interested to see what these Padawans can do against Ben, because at first, they weren't able to do much. It's clear Ben is a strong force user. We all kind of knew that already. But, you know, these Padawans, maybe they don't know what they're in for. And as Snoke said, there's a price to pay for joining the Knights of Ren. And we know what that price is. It's a good death. So maybe our Padawans are in trouble. And this is Kylo's sort of entrance into the Knights of Ren. Quite possibly. But we will see. We will see when the next issue drops. I'm really enjoying these. It's kind of cool to see what... I mean, we all kind of know the eventuality. But sometimes the path is as interesting as the conclusion. And that's something, you know, that the prequels were there for, to show the descent of Anakin Skywalker. So, but we're starting to see certain parallels between their journeys. Very interested to see if we get any more with Snoke. And yeah, I'm looking forward to picking back up where we left here today. So, hopefully you enjoyed going through these with me, and I will attempt to be a little bit more regular with the Power Half Hour, as obviously I can. We do have a lot coming up. We have a ton of topics to go over on our main show. We have Clone Wars coming up very soon, and we'll probably be going episode by episode with Clone Wars. So just keep tuned and you know, we'll talk a ton of stuff. I mean, we have the main Star Wars comic restarting. We've got Dr. Aphra after a certain, you know, at a certain point that's going to restart. So there's a lot of stuff to go over here. And then I've got so much backlog stuff, you know, some past issues of things that we'll also go over as well. So again, hopefully you guys enjoyed the show today. I greatly appreciate you stopping by. You guys have a great rest of your week. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at TC Plan Podcast. If you'd like to discuss anything that was on the show today, you can send us an email, tcplanpodcast@gmail.com, or hit us up on Facebook. We're there too. And we will, get your comments on the show. We'd like it to be interactive. If you'd like to interact, those are great places to do it. So anyway, thank you very much for stopping by. And as always, may the Force be with you.